When you think of cities that host iconic American buildings, Los Angeles doesn't necessarily come to mind. After all, LA is a bit more recent than those East Coast cities like New York and Boston, Philadelphia. But this weekend marks the 100th birthday, yes, 100th birthday of a true LA area landmark, a distinctive building that sits on the Santa Monica Pier and one that's steeped in history. Frances Anderton is host of KCRW's Design and Architecture. She's here for this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
All right, let's do the reveal, the big reveal here. What building are we talking about?
And I bet you there's some experts out there that know what the building is, but it is the Loof Hippodrome, which is home to the carousel that so many of us love that is on the Santa Monica Pier, built 100 years to Sunday. That was the day it opened, June 12th, 1916.
Wow, 100 years ago. Tell us a little bit about this building and why it's there. How did it get there?
Well, it was brought here by a man named Charles Loof, who, in fact, he got started on the East Coast. He carved the first two carousels at Coney Island. He became an amusement park entrepreneur. He came out to LA, chose to build his amusement park here because the red car ended right where the Santa Monica Pier is today. There was also a shuffle going up and down the beach. It was transit-based, Santa
That's
Monica
so
at that time,
right.
Yes.
When,
and we'll talk about that in a moment.
When there was transit that went all the way to Santa Monica,
the
right?
The pier was very, very accessible, so it's the perfect location. And he drew on the kind of stylistic melding that was popular at the time. So the building is architecturally, it's a little bit Byzantine, it's a little bit of Moorish, it's a little bit of California style. It's quite theatrical looking. It's got very distinctive windows.
Well, let's talk about those windows because they're arched in many ways. Some of them are triangular, rounded triangles.
Pointy arches, yes. Pointy arched windows, rounded arch windows. And then on the ground floor, which is really interesting, you have what appear to be glass windows that actually are all doors. So there's certain points where every single one of these double glass doors is open, so people could just sort of pour in to the ground floor and they could just get on the carousel. If you go there now, there's actually a fence around the carousel and you have to line up. But at the time, it was completely open. As soon as the music stopped, you'd come in through these doors, pay a nickel, get on one of the wooden horses and take a ride.
Is it still a nickel today?
No. But it will be on Sunday.
It will be.
Yes. Nickel rides for everybody who attends the celebration this Sunday.
You know, movies were pretty cheap back in the day as well. And there was one pretty famous movie that features the Loof Hippodrome, right?
Well, there was many movies. Many TV shows have been filmed there. One of the more famous, of course, is The Sting. We should add that there's a bunch of rooms upstairs over the carousel that currently serve as offices for Pier staff. Back in the day, people lived there. Some bohemian characters lived there, but they also served as backdrops for films. And so anyway, one of the rooms serves as the room for The Sting, where the protagonists dreamed up The Sting. And one of the other movies, perhaps less famous but really quirky, is a 1961 movie called Night Tide, which featured Dennis Hopper in his first starring role. In it, he plays a sailor who falls in love with a woman who believes she's a mermaid. And she, in the movie, lives in one of the apartments upstairs over the carousel. Let's listen to a clip.
Do you live inside a wooden horse?
No. My apartment is upstairs.
It must be pretty noisy living over a merry-go-round.
Sometimes. But I love the music.
I love the dialogue.
I love the dialogue.
It's so
that
romantic,
strange wooden dialogue that one found in those 60s arty films.
You know, what's not so funny, Frances, is that this building almost was torn down.
Well, the whole pier was almost torn down back in 1973, absolutely. And there was a big effort to save it. Tom Hayden and Jane Fonda were part of it. The poet Charles Bukowski wrote a poem about one of the parties that was taking place in one of the upstairs offices where they gathered to talk about how to fight this effort by this then Santa Monica City Council to tear down the pier and stick out in the sea a luxury hotel. And in the last 20 years, it's become increasingly popular. The park at the end is now hugely popular. Something like 7 million people a year come to the pier.
It's an amusement park.
It's an amusement park, and many of them are coming to the Loof Hippodrome to go on the carousel.
All right. Well, the centennial is this weekend. Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.